time spent by Neil Armstrong.
The hatch is closed and latched.
And verified security. Okay?
No, I think my arithmetic was incorrect on that. I'll do that
as well. Now, we burned the feed water valve. Both. And I got your first antenna suit. Okay, feed water valve closed.
Now begins the phase of activity of getting ready for closing the hatch properly, jettisoning certain amounts of equipment onto the moon's surface, and eventually repressurizing the lens.
This lamp itself is expendable, Peter, I take it.
Well, the lower half, Martin, the four legs resting on the moon, was the descent stage, and if now converts itself into being a launching platform, it remains behind, and the upper part which the astronauts have now gone into, their small, confined cabin, remains their home for the next few hours.
I understand you said something about contingency sample container on the ascent engine.
Now the astronauts are inside, the communications are not quite so good.
We're not reading
the
old buzz. This is Houston. Do you read over?
We experienced this in the early stages, just before the astronauts left the lunar module. Considerable decrease in the signal.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. We're reading either one of you, but standing by.
Houston trying to establish contact with the astronauts and can hear snatches of sound coming from them, but not readable.
How essential is communication between Houston and the... Supposing it did break down, this communication break down, this...
Well...
...be a disaster?
That can be much of a disaster because most of the... A lot of automatic control coming through the communications link. It's just sort of a, it's an unreliable sort of device. When you've got an unreliable collision, usually end up with some quite traumatic results. I don't think this is about to happen. It's just some minor difficulties we have at the moment. They'll sort out in due course if they get settled in.
They're still on their portable two-way radios on their backpacks, and the lunar module now closes them, whereas previously they were out in the environment of the moon, which enabled relay of their signals back to Earth much easier, and it appears to be inside the moon itself. They'll have to stay on the life support system for some time yet, as they stow away the samples, as they begin to jettison a certain amount of equipment. Some of this equipment is jettisoned simply for weight.
The pressure is coming up about 2.7 to 8.9 pounds.
Now, as they repressurize the cabin here, they'll be working away with the stowage of the valuable cargo, separating the expendables from the treasures.
4 PSI.
4.9 pounds per square inch was the cabin pressure before they depressurized. It's rather a different story to what happened before. They went off to the moon when the depressurizing took an agonizingly long period.
Show the cabin at 4.8.
Well, at least the telemetry data is coming back, even if the voice is on. He's been reading out the cabin pressure remotely.
Still, the television camera which remained outside the lunar module. This is a good picture of the moon with the stars and stripes. Still very much in the picture there. This, I guess, is a picture which we shall continue to receive until just before it is at takeoff.
I think it will depend upon the power supply on board, Martin, as to how much power they wish to use to generate the signal from the television camera. The power supply is precious on board, can't be regenerated, and just effectively runs the batteries down progressively, so they'll turn this off at an appropriate moment, depending upon the residuals of power. But as far as television is concerned, there is now no activity. The stillness of the moon landscape, not broken up by the movement of the astronauts, not broken up by any activity on the moon's surface. It's possible that television viewers might see some of the equipment being jettisoned out of the hat for the sort of short activity, and we're unlikely to receive any more active television pictures, and so now really converts into a spoken word communication with the astronauts that we've had for most of the mission. But the speech is not coming through from the astronauts yet. We can hear them trying, like a darling, hopefully cut down from the unrecognizable.
It's like something frozen in time, because I can still picture all the time. This is still a picture, nothing moves. Bag frozen. Out of position.
It may stay there a million years. And it's not a rain on the moon. The only wind will be the solar wind. Can't imagine for the rain. What about the chances of a meteorite or some body from outer space impacting on the moon? Don't love it.
Well, there must be a constant rain of fine meteoritic material on the moon surface. Peter, so there is in fact erosion going on the lunar surface. It's very, just to what extent we'll perhaps learn from this this collection of samples. But there's certainly some erosion going on, the impact of tiny meteorites all the time, and then the odd. There is a constant rain of tiny dust, meteorite particles, which would cause erosion. And then there's the rarer event of larger impact. But over a long period of time, of course, this can be very significant. Even these rare, large events can cause quite a lot of erosion.
As far as the Earth is concerned, very few of these particles it can ever reach us because they burn up in the atmosphere.
Well, this is true. The larger ones do.